This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that pregnant women face a bigger risk from COVID-19 than non-pregnant women do. Dr. Robert Redfield said that states are seeing spikes in coronavirus infections and need to take steps to protect their citizens, especially pregnant women.
This outbreak is not over. This pandemic is not over. The most powerful tool that we have, it's a powerful weapon, is social distancing.
COVID cases have fallen in states like New York and New Jersey. Coronavirus is on the rise in the South and Western United States as states have reopened restaurants and businesses. The CDC said that people with serious cardiovascular and kidney conditions, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, obesity, sickle cell disease, and immunocompromised states from organ transplant and type 2 diabetes are most at risk from the virus. The World Health Organization says several European countries have seen a resurgence in COVID-19 cases for the first time in months. WHO Regional Director Dr. Hans Kluge said in a virtual briefing Thursday, an increase in transmission has led to the resurgence of cases.
In 11 of these countries, accelerated transmission has led to very significant resurgence that, if left unchecked, will push health systems to the brink once again in Europe.
Nearly 20,000 new cases are being reported daily in the WHO's European region, which includes 54 countries and 7 territories across Europe, the Middle East, and Central Asia. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The number of laid-off workers seeking unemployment benefits continues to decline each week, although the overall numbers are still very high. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
While the weekly rate continues to go down, just under 1.5 million workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. Mark Hamrick is the senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
We have seen declines for new unemployment benefits for 12 straight weeks, but they have remained at remarkably high levels, above 1 million for 14 consecutive weeks.
And what about the growing number of COVID-19 cases in parts of the country?
We look at a high degree of uncertainty right now, and uncertainty is something that makes it extremely challenging for employers as well as employees, and as we know from recent experiences.
The June jobs report is due out next week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The second most deadly Ebola outbreak in history has officially come to an end. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
The WHO Regional Director for Africa, Dr. Matshidiso Moeti, says the challenge was a great one.
At times, it seemed like a mission impossible.
The epidemic presented an unprecedented challenge because it was the first Ebola epidemic in a conflict zone. However, the milestone was overshadowed by the enormous health challenges still facing Congo, the world's largest measles epidemic, the rising threat of COVID-19, and another new Ebola outbreak in the north. But Dr. Moeti is optimistic about the future.
Working together, we leave an enduring legacy, which is now supporting the fight against COVID-19 and the other outbreaks.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has come under severe criticism for saying in a nationally televised speech to the parliament Thursday that Al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden had been martyred. Khan was highlighting foreign policy gains of his nearly two-year-old government, particularly improved ties with the United States under President Donald Trump. Martyrs are greatly revered in Islam for sacrificing their lives generally in the fight to uphold the religion. Bin Laden, as the head of Al-Qaeda, oversaw the September 11, 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon that killed nearly 3,000 people. The Eiffel Tower, one of France's most iconic landmarks, reopened for the first time Thursday after being forced to close its doors for months due to the coronavirus pandemic. The tower is one of the few Parisian sites that's permitting visitors. Other tourist attractions, such as the Louvre Museum, will remain closed until July 6th. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.